In today's reading, we land on Romans 5 and see a different kind of praise. A praise that I don't think is done in the church. It's a new praise for your repertoire. We have so much to praise God for. And in Romans 5, 1 through 2, Paul reminds us of the greatest thing to thank God for. Here it is. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exalt in hope of the glory of God. The Message version takes that last phrase, exalt in hope of the glory of God, and paraphrases it this way, standing tall and shouting our praise. We praise God that we have peace with God through Jesus. That last part is really important, through our Lord Jesus Christ, not through our promises or our good deeds, but through what Jesus has done on the cross. We don't get anything from God unless it's through Jesus. In 2006, Warren Buffett, the world's second richest man at that time, announced that he would donate 85% of his $44 billion fortune to five charitable foundations. Commenting on this extreme level of generosity, Buffett said, "There is more than one way to get to heaven, and this is a great way." Sorry, Warren, that just isn't true. You may know a lot about investments, but you don't know much about heaven. Religion says, if I change, God will love me. The gospel says, God's love changes people. This is something we should praise God about. But it isn't this praise that I struggle with. My problem is with the second praise. Here it is in verses 1 through 4. Having been justified by faith, we have peace through God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exalt in the hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. Or as the Message says, we continue to shout our praises even when we're hemmed in with troubles because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us. Are you kidding me? I can praise him for grace and peace, but not for tribulations. Exalt in our tribulations? How can I exalt when things are falling apart? How can I worship when I'm crying on the inside? How can I dance when I'm hurting? But this is what I've learned. First, praise has nothing to do with music. Music may help, but we don't need it to praise God. This praise goes deeper than a melody line. When we praise God in trials, it means we know something beyond the music. We see a little further than the present. What do we see? That something is on the other side of our painful situation. For tribulation, Paul says, brings about something that could not come from music. Paul says that is proven character is on the other side. Perseverance. That's on the other side, and hope, that's on the other side. That means the music in our church doesn't have to be good to praise him. We can praise God for the other side of our painful tribulation. Romans 5, 1 through 2, praise happens every Sunday. It's the Romans 5, 3, and 4 praise at which I need to get better. Perhaps you've heard the saying, there are two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. Basically, when we praise, we are saying what David did in Psalm 34:1, bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let's add Romans 5, 3 through 4 praise to our repertoire this Sunday, and even every day. Even in our tribulations, we can praise God.